Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Good evening, Chevra. I have three things I want to share. I want to share with the Chevra tonight. The first thing is I want to talk about the Pasuk Hashem. I want to sing it, but I want to talk about the Pasuk Hashem Oiz La'ama Yitain Hashem Yivarech Samay Bashalim. The Gemara tells us that the Ummas Ha'olam by Kabbalah Satayra gathered around. They ran to their Navi, to the Navi of the Ummas Ha'olam, to Bilam. And they said, Hashem l'mabul yashav, a mabul's coming. They felt destruction in the world. It's very, very interesting. It's not Chazal are telling us this happened. There's something they experienced. I felt the world's being destroyed. Hashem l'mabul yashav, it's a mabul. Something occurred to them that there's a mabul coming to the world, there's destruction. It's got to be there was some change of world order, something, a whole different thing was going on, and we have to analyze, and it's not what I want to analyze right now, though it needs thought. We all know that Har Sinai is called Har Chayriv. Some destruction, some change in world order happened by Kabbalah Satir. But they run to Bilam and they say, Hashem l'mabul yashav, there's a mabul coming. And Bilam responds, no, Hashem oiz l'ama yitin. No. Hashem's just giving the Torah. And it calls Torah oiz. He's giving strength to his people. Now, why is Torah called our strength? Handing us Torah is called our strength. What is that? Hashem oiz l'ama yitin. Strength, oiz, la'ama yitain, is giving to his people. And it calls Torah our strength. What is that? Avigdor, what are we saying? I don't want a monopoly. I don't want to like say a pshat. We have to think about it. What does that mean? Hashem's giving us our strength. Hashem, oiz, he's giving us strength. We were bestowed by Hashem with strength. What is that saying? What's Kabbalah Satir to do with strength? That's the question. I'm not saying what I'm going to share. It's the pshat, it needs a pshat. It needs Hashem oiz, that's what Bilam told them. It's no churban. Hashem's just giving them Torah, but it doesn't call it Torah, Yankin. It calls it oiz. So I want to say pshat, it's based on a svas emes. Again, the way I understand it, why Torah is called oiz. But all of us understand, what does it mean, Kabbalah Satir? This was a discussed topic. Rav Ezri Shlita spoke Dvarim Neflaim over Shavuos. What does it mean? Everybody has to analyze, what does it mean, Kabbalah Satir? What happened? What were we given on Shavuos? I happen to be, I love the events in Yeshiva Ketana when they handed our children a Siddur, a Chumash. There are different type of people go to these events. I'm always very, very, to me, it's very serious. I'm starting to learn to cry at these events, but if I was a little less inhibited, less shy, I would definitely cry. I'm very moved by the event. Our children are handed a siddur, start davening, a chumash. What does it mean we were handed the Torah? What does that mean? There was a sefer, it was by Hashem, now by us. And we weren't even given, the Torah wasn't completed until after the 40 years in the deserts. What happened? What was presented? The Luchais were brought down, but we know those were broken. So it's very unlikely that was Kabbalah Satir. Otherwise, we have the wrong day. What was handed to us was taken away. It was actually broken. So it would be funny. What we're celebrating Shavuos is forever, because we keep celebrating it. So what was given to us, and the understanding Torah given to us means that we have a say in Torah. And the Malachim protested this. It was saying every single Yid is supposed to have a perspective. It was given to us. It means the Torah is supposed to be learned by us, and through our Einayim, Loi Bashamayim, he means that a Yid's perspective on Torah is part of Torah. A Yid, how I always quote the incredible Gemara Gittin, Ev Yasser B'ni Hashem says, Ev Yasser B'ni Kach, Aymer Yonis and B'ni Kach, Hashem says the pshat of two people. And Torah given to us means that our perspective matters. So Hashem Oiz is a tremendous strength given to a person. It is a tremendous, tremendous kayach and a mensch that the Torah is yours. Study, have an opinion, have a thought in Torah, and you're part of Torah. That's what it means to be given. We become part of Torah. That's what it means, Torah is given to us. We've studied this here. We've discussed the Ran's Kasha in Makkos. The Gemara Makkos says, Kama tipshoi sharinshi. How dumb people are that they stand up in front of Torah and they don't stand up for the learners of Torah. And we've asked many times, why is that stupid? It's bigger to stand up for the Torah. The Ran's Kasha. Because the very source never says to stand up for the Torah. It's a Kavul Chaymer. It says, V'adarta p'nei zaken. Give kavod to a person who learns Torah. So if you have to be mechabit of learner of Torah, certainly the Torah Ruvin. So you see, Torah is more important. It's a Kavul Chaymer. If you're mechabit of learners, so why they tipshim? They're not tipshim. It would be tipshus the opposite way. If they stood up for a learner of Torah and not the Torah, that would be a tipshus. To stand up for Torah, they're wrong because they're breaking a pasuk, but it's not stupid. Why is it stupid?
Because they're breaking a pasuk.
It's true, but that doesn't. So then, just say that you don't have to add. They stand up for a Torah. Kama tipshay shayin. She don't stand up for a learner of Torah. The tipshus wouldn't be that they stand up for Torah and not the learner. That's not a tipshus.
It's specific
what
the tipshus is.
Yeah.
My bad.
So if that's true, what's the tipshus? So, what I want to just suggest, in Pshat, we have the Torah, the very Torah we have, the very Torah, what does it mean Torah was given to us? What does it mean Torah is here? It means the learner of Torah has a right to speak out in Torah. So the Tipshus is, you don't understand what it means Torah is here. You're standing up for a Torah. By the way, Torah is not a book that used to be there and now it's here. Torah is that which was given to us that elevates the learner of Torah, that actually gives a tremendous value to what's in there. That's what it means, Kabbalah Satorah. That's what it means. So the tipshus is you don't understand Torah. You're standing up for Torah. The Torah you're standing up is not here. I'm really saying in an Imek to what Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Malachim, that we're given the Torah because of what it does to the learner of Torah. So that the Torah that's here, you're not understanding. You're not being mechabed the Torah. It's feltzach and kavadat Torah. What the Torah is, what the Torah being here, what the Torah given to us means is that a learner of Torah has a tremendous beauty in him that he connects to Torah. He's elevated through Torah. He has an opinion in Torah. That's what it means.
So why is that
eyes? It's eyes because it brings out a strength in the person. The Torah, Kabbalah, Satorah is an eyes, is a strength. Each person handed the Torah is given a perspective, an opinion, a daya. Like the Gemara Kedushin, it's interesting. I'll tell you something very interesting, Yavan. I think Rabbi Yisrael Salanter uses a word that is very interesting. I can't prove this, Rabbi Moshe Chaim. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he talks about learning, says that every single learner of Torah has to be machzik b'chol oiz svarasai. Oh. And he uses the word oiz. He said you should hold on with all your strength to your svara. He says a line that zula ze ein ay Torah. If you're just like, I don't know, if you don't have an opinion, it's not Torah. It's very interesting, yet that the line of Yisrael uses is machzik b'chol oiz, passionate, with an opinion, with a shtarkeit. What does it say to us? The best I love, we have in the shul sometimes before Minuch, we'll give an Iyun shir. Different people say their opinion. Shavuos night, we learn something b'Iyun. It's delightful, people having opinions in Torah, a robust base medrash of different opinions in Torah. Hashem oiz la'amayita, in strength. Each person has a say. That's why Svasema says Bayaz is called Bay oiz, their strength in him. Bayaz makes a psak in Torah. The Torah says you're not allowed to marry somebody from Mayav. And Bayaz says, no, a Mayavis you can't marry, Bay oiz. They strengthen him. He has a perspective. And based on his perspective, he paskins halacha l'maisa. So it's very like it's very fascinating to discuss why we read Rus and Shavuos. And I'm not saying this is the sole reason, but Bayez, they strengthen him, his psak and his conviction and his understanding of tyranny. He gives a psak that affected our people for all eternity.
So it's the knowledge or it's the confidence?
The way it's interesting, the way I'm understanding Kabbalah Satira, it's funny, the Torah itself, Rav Aaron's right, it's really the fact that Hashem gave us Torah says something about us. I think it's more than kindness. We become part of Torah. That's what it means to give us Torah. That's what it means, the Kabbalah Satira, that a Yid's Amelo Satira, Yid's toil, a Yid's efforts in Torah, that's what it means to give us the Torah. That's what Kabbalah Satira means. So Kabbalah Satira is giving a strength to every Yid. So I know it's after Shavuos, but I wanted to share this with the Chevra that stood by Kabbalah Satir. I wanted to say, Hashem Oiz Lama Yitain, and we talk of coming off of Shavuos. Should double down greater effort in Limudat Torah, but to have specifically opinions in Torah. To learn with a chiyus, to learn with a sense of what do I hear being said here, to have more, to learn with more chiyus, a sense, we're supposed to have opinion, we're supposed to have a perspective on what is being said. To learn more of a chiyus like that, and more of a passion, that we're asked to have an opinion, to see what the Torah is saying, what's Hashem saying to us. So I wanted to be mechazik on this inyan. That's the first of three topics I want to speak about. Obviously, we'll sing Hashem Oiz. Yeah, let's sing that song. Topics 2 and 3 now, but I want to close with topic 1 about Hashem Oiz Lama Yitain. We're sitting here in the presence of a lot of the Bachram of our city. I see Yankov here, Ruvain, Maish, I see Yoi, I see Avigdor, I see Yankov here, the Bachram of the city. I want to say there's no, our richness of our people is Torah. That's our Torah is the treasure of our people, it's the richest of our people. Torah is Megan. There's shveris sugyas going on in Eretz Yisrael. It's very, very, very overwhelming. Shveris sugyas. I just want to express the Torah is Megan. We're all makir, it's an emes. And the limudat Torah, I see our youth sitting and learning Torah. That's all of us, for all of Am Yisrael, the Torah is our wealth, Talmud Torah Keneged Kolam. And the power of Torah, the importance of Torah, it's all through our galus, Yidden have stayed loyal to Limud HaTorah, to sitting and learning Torah, appreciating, celebrating Hashem's Torah, coming off a Chag of Shavuos. I want to say it's appreciated. The B'nai Torah are back and they're sitting and learning, our children. Our children are sitting and learning. The adults are sitting and learning. With Zaychet to a Kailo, sitting and learning Torah in this space, Medrash. And I want to say, coming off of Shavuos, Hashem Oizlam Yit, and our strength is Torah. Any pshat, I'm saying like a nice pshat, and Rav Aaron's right. I'm trying to learn myself. Aaron's like, that's not saying Torah, that's like giving Torah to us, brings out our strength. Any pshat you say, and I'm literally open to a different pshat, literally. I want to say our strength is Torah. Hashem oiz lama yite, that's hakol ma'idim, the oiz of Klal Yisrael, the unique strength of our people is Torah. That's our treasure. That's what we have. That's what we guard. That's our treasure. That's the treasure of our people. It's the treasure, tremendous treasure of our people. When I'm spending the year thinking about my Tata, Reni Kaparis Mishkava, he gave his life to learning Torah, to teaching Torah. That's our life. Kihem Chayenu. Kihem Chayenu is the Torah Akdaisha. It's the precious Torah. So I just want to express that we should see Be'ez Hashem, we should see the safeguarding of Torah, the safetyness of Am Yisrael, and the safeguarding of Torah, and cover that Torah should be what it needs to be. It's appreciated. I want to welcome the Bnei Torah, the youth of our city. Learn. It's a big pride for us all seeing the youth of our city. They sit and learn. They're serious about learning. We have many Shabbos, the B'nai Torah, that are serious about Torah, that take Limud HaTorah seriously. It's a big thing. It's a big thing for us and our families, the Limud HaTorah of the city. I want to express that. I want to go to point number two that I wanted to share with the Chevra. There's a Pasuk in Nas and a Gemara. I love learning this Gemara. I haven't learned this Gemara with Yitz in years. I should learn it more often. Lined, I'll try. But I want to learn a Gemara with the Chevra that just has to be in our bones, this Gemara. This is Hashkafas HaTorah. This is what we get from our Torah teaches us. We see a different world. Har Chayriv means there was a destruction. The world, the Goyim sees. When you learn this second Devout Torah, you'll understand why the Goyim thought there was a Mabul. This vart, Reuven, when you hear this vart, what did the Goyim see? A Mabul. They're so off. No, the Torah was given. That's like a Mabul. The world's been destroyed. No, Torah was given. When you read this Pasuk and read this Gemara, this is why the Goyim thought there was a Mabul. Tell me if you mask, Rabbi Yechiel. The Pasuk says, in Parashas Nasa, in this week's Parasha, Ishes Kedosh of Lo Yifl. Pasuk, if you're allowed to say one of my favorite psukim in the Torah, this pasuk is nifla, and the pasuk says ishes kedosh of lo yiyah. A man, his truma, kedosh of lo yiyah, will be to him. He owns his truma. Very shocking, but you own your truma. You're not allowed to touch truma. You're not allowed to touch it. Ishes kedosh of lo yiyah. A man, his holy stuff, his truma, he owns. You don't own your truma. You got to give it to the kohen. Aser b'achila, aser b'ana. So Chazal teach us it means toivus hana. You have a right where to put it. That's a far cry from it belongs to you. Said it belongs to you. Chazal explained it doesn't belong to you. The kohen can't go to your house. We have truma, the local kohen, King Yankiv. You can't come to our house and just grab the truma. We'll give it to you, b'ahin yafu, gishmak. But don't touch it till we give it. It's just Kedosh of Levi. We have a right. You can't take it, Israel. You can't force it for Levi also. I have no right to grab Meiser. You'll give, we'll appreciate it, but I can't grab the Meiser. It says Kedosh of Levi, Tavis Hana. You decide where it goes. That's what it means, Tavis Hana, Kedosh of Levi. So we've spoken by Richos, and it's not what I want to talk about now, of what ownership means. I want to say a different thing about ownership. That what you own, what's called we own. And the Pasuk says, Isha Shayitin Lakayin Layya. A man, what he gives to the Kayin, Layya, then he has. What I give away, I have. What I give away, I don't have. So Rashi says a Maisa. Rashi says it means Hashem will give you a lot of money. Don't worry to give away, you'll get a lot of mum. I want to read the Gemara, that Bava Basra, that this Gemara is Emes, how he looks at it. Klal Yisrael is a very famous story with the Abar Benel. I'll say over the Maisa, but let's learn the Gemara. We have to get in our bones. This is why the Goyim thought the world's being destroyed. To Goyim, what money, how much money you have? Check your bank account. That's how much money you have. There's mamish a churban. This whole world's destroyed. Your money in your bank account, you don't have it all. So churban, everything he thinks he has, he doesn't have. Does taste a mabul. Yedazach, he thinks he has. You destroyed everything I have. To tell a guy your house is gone, it's not yours. Your car is not yours. Does taste a mabul. It's a different world order. Let's learn Shleimis Gemara Ba'abasa. I've learned from Rabbi Yitz before. We should learn it more often. Let's learn this Gemara. The Gemara's Daf Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yechiel, Gemara Yud Aleph from Bava Basra says like this: Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa b'Munbaz Hamelech, a Maisa with King Munbaz. Shebizbez Eitzreisav, he gave out. There was storage house of the king and Munbaz. It's a shaila who he was. He was pashtus from the Beis Hashmeinim. But Munbaz the Melech gives away. He's mivazvez the Eitzreis Hamelech. The storage house of the king, the coffers were full of money, and Munbaz gives it out. Not only his own storage, things that have been stored for Tyrus, and Munbaz gives it out. B'shnei B'tzuris, it was years of famine, and he was giving out, it was handouts, Pashat. He was handing out money to people left and right. Chavr lov ach v'beis aviv. So interesting, like the news is always machleksim in the government. They give money, save money, give. Meshugayim, you're giving, you're saving. It's like an old, we think it's a new story. Ain't kol chadash tachas Hashem, it's just a very old story. So Munbaz gives away money, supports the people. And his friends gang up on him. Rashi doesn't quote Musk. I don't know, Chevra gang up on him. Chevra love Achav, his friends gang up on Munbaz. His brothers, the base of it, his brothers and people from his father's household, v'amrulay, and they say to Munbaz, what are you doing? Avisecha gunzu, your fathers were such illustrious kings, they stored money. V'haysifu al shalavaysam, they increased the kafirs, the wealth of the country grew and grew. V'ata mevazzam, and you're throwing out our money. You're depleting the money of the king. Amr Lahem, so he says back to them, Avoisai Gunzu Lamata. I'm a better businessman than my fathers. My fathers hid the money in this world. Ani Ganazti Lamala. I'm saving the money. I'm a much better businessman. They use the money here. They save the money here. I save it in Shemaim. Shenemar Eretz Me Eretz Titzmach. It's Tzedek Mishamayim Nishkaf. My fathers hide the money at a place where it could be lost, could be reached, it could be stolen. I hide the money where nobody could touch it. My fathers hide the money, but it doesn't make money, it is what it is. But I put away, we not only have, it's Isa Perish and Emer, Imru Tzadiki Toiv, Kipri Malaleim Yechelu. Avaisai Gunzu Mammon. My fathers hide money. Ani Ganazdi Isaiah Nefashis. I hide souls. I'm Ganaz much more precious things. This is beautiful Gemara Baba Vasu Yud Aleph. It's a Gemara that's Pashup Shat, Ishes Kedosh of Le'yeh. You have what you give away. What you use, that's what you have for eternity. There's a very famous story in Klal Yisrael with the Abar Benel. The Abar Benel, of course, was the trusted treasurer of the king. And people were jealous of him. He was a tzaddik, a gadol, the Abar Benel. And people started telling the king terrible things about the Abar Benel. The Abar Benel famously was beloved by the king and respected to the end of the world, but the power of Lashon Hara. tremendous power of Lashon Hara. They kept repeating lies on him. And they were trying to tell the king that he was milking off. He was taking money from the king. He was trusted by the king. He was a shtickle treasurer, it seems, of the king. And he was involved in the finances of the country. And people started saying that he's skimming, that he's taking some money off the top. And at first the king didn't believe the power of Lashon Hara, tremendous power. And they started, the king started being choshesh d'Abayr Benel. And he famously asked an Abayr Benel for an accounting of all his money. And Abayr Benel gave a list to the king that was like, the king knew he was a very wealthy man. And his list didn't have that much money. And the king said, this is not the takachu. And Abayr Benel explained, you asked me the money that I have. He gave him an accounting of all the money he gave away. He said, what I have is not mine. What I have, you could just take. The only thing I consider, you asked for an accounting of what's mine. So he gave him a cheshbon. Mamish ishes kadosh of lo yiyah. What a man gives away, that's what he has. The Abayr Benel kipshuta gave the king. When he asked for an accounting of his money, he was a tayridik mensch, har chayriv. It's a different belt than the goyim have. And he literally gave a list. He just took it seriously. You want to know what I have? I'll tell you the exact sakas I gave. That's what I have forever. Ani ganazdi lamala. You're asking what I have forever? I'll tell you what I have. Ishes kedosh of lo yi. I have the money I gave away. And the Abayr Benel kipshutai on his accounting of what he had, gave an exact accounting of all the money that he gave away. That's what he considered he had. So I want to say we really are mekablei atayra. We really view through lens of the Torah. Ishes kedosh of lo yi. What does a person have? What he gives away. But he uses right. That's what we have. What's bias? We don't consider bias what's a pecan. Bias is saying it's lent, it's stored by us. How we use, what we use, that's what a person has. We've learned the Gemara Baba Kama many times. I'm not going to learn it right this minute with the Chevra. But the Chassid, who understands Torah, says to the man who was throwing rocks off his property, he says, "Rishoshen l'shalcha, it's not your property. You're saying it's not yours. It's not how we view bialus. It's not how we use bialus. That besedder is a begotten by a person. Besedder. What bialus is how a person uses it. Where a person uses it. That's what they own forever. So Yankee, when we have such a different lens, is it a wonder? It's called chayiv. The goyim said there's a mabul. If you tell a guy everything he has, he doesn't have, is the chamabul. So it's not a mabul. Hashem oiz lamayitim. We have Torah. We have a different cook. You have a different view of the world. What's a person's? Belongs to a person. What a person ish kadosh of la'yia. That's how a yid views the world. So that's the second thing I wanted to share with the chevra tonight. The final things that I want to share with the chevra tonight, the final thought is something that's personal that I wanted to say to the chevra. A few hours ago on Shavuos, so it's a big shalom in Hagei Yisrael if you stay in Yizkor the first year. If a person stays in, the first year is a shalom. I looked into it a little bit, and with my siblings, there's shalos of Simchas Yantiv. You don't want to hurt your own Simchas Yantiv, others Simchas Yantiv. Some say a svar that Shana Rishayit, that the first year of the Petir, a person is going to cry excessively. It's going to hurt other people's Yantiv. If there's excessive crying in shul is not fair to the environment. There's all different svaras, and clearly they're different than Hagei Yisrael. Most of my siblings and I think most stayed in by Yizkor. We were there. We felt, I could say, I didn't speak to all my siblings. The ones I spoke, we felt that it was a shtickle comfort that we're thinking about it anyway. So there was a degree of comfort to be there and to feel what we're feeling anyway, to face what we're feeling. But at Yizkor, I came out of Yizkor wanting to tell my friends here something. I came mamish out of Yizkor and I want to tell my friends here tonight. And I need to say it to my friends. There's a ruach in the world, and we're in a generation that's feeling a lot, for sure. A lot of feeling, which is amazing, and there's an emesticite for sure, and people are processing their stories and facing aspects of their life for sure. because we understand things, so people are very aware of a tata and a mom and how things growing up affected. These are sugyas that are spoken. We're speaking about people are learning these sugyas like people haven't learned them in hundreds of years. And people are very aware, my father with this mida, my mother with this, and how it affected us. And these are real things. I'm not here discounting zero. I am saying that we're people who are mekabel atayra, and by us kibbut avim, a gratitude to parents, an appreciation of parents, ish avimai tiro, is perhaps certainly by goyim where they're just busy, but it's not through the lens of Torah, there could be tremendous breaches in gratitude and appreciation to parents. And when I was sitting there, Shavuos, remembering, and specifically on Yontif, when we celebrate everything we have, Torah, being a Yid, being part of Am Yisrael, Atav Chartanu Mikol Amim, that everything we have is from our parents. Everything, all the Torah learning, we're here from our parents, Shlomo Shutfim, a person has three Shutfim. And it's interesting, years ago in Yeshiva, when two Bachram were Nifter, I was very close to both the Bachram. And the Tsar, Arayoy Mazeh, Rai Ras could testify, we both could say, there's a Tsar that exists, it doesn't, there's a Tsar that exists, Arayoy Mazeh. But to compare to a parent, there's no sheiches. Nobody loves a kid like the parents. Nobody. Nobody's love touches the parents. Youngsters have a good friend. Oh, he loves me. Nobody loves us like our parents. Nobody. I remember my father telling me when he became Rav that it's worth nothing to me, as he told me. He was saying it a shtickle b'derech guzma. He liked being a Rav. But he was bringing out a point. He said it's not worth, it's not worth so much. I'm not saying the exact lashon, but he said it's not worth so much. My mother's not here to appreciate it. The love of a mama, to appreciate the way our parents love us. I learned when Eli and Dani were nifter, the reality is that our parents are the most into us in the world. That reality has to say something to us. It has to instruct and guide to be present to the ones who love us most. There's a bechin of with all whatever our tata's challenges and mama and v'chul. And I'm not saying they're not sugyos, each person to work through in the relationship, but not to be aware that a tata loves us the most, the mama, and that gratitude to parents and what we have comes from our parents. Not to be aware of that. To me, I wanted to come to my friends after Yisker. I sat there in this reality that what I have. I felt this once before in a strong way. I once drove with my tata to Baltimore and back. My father was driving. His sister was in the other seat, and I was in the back seat a few years ago. We drove for hours and hours. I was in the car. We drove from here to Queens, from Five Towns to Queens, to Baltimore, back to Queens, back to Five Towns. So I spent hours, and I came back. I told my wife, I felt, sitting in the back seat here, and I said, everything I have belongs to my tata. Said, I don't have a thing in my life that doesn't belong to my tata. And I felt this way, sitting at Yizkor, remembering specifically on a day of great celebration of what we have, and we have tremendous ashiras. Ashreinu matoiv chelkenu, but what we have comes from our parents. And I felt like I have to come and tell my friends after that. It shouldn't be just reserved for Acher Mevesu. Parents that are here, we have from our parents. We shouldn't have to sit at Yizkor to know that. We have from our parents, gratitude, akar satayv. I think specifically there's so many other ruchais. Again, we're talking about Kabbalah satayr. And we're talking about a destruction of what the world sees, that we see different things. This might be, the Goyim may say also, Hashem lo mabel yashav, they're busy kvetching about tata and kvetching about mama. I'm not coming to knock it all. I'm not like that, and I'm not coming to say there aren't sugyas. I am coming to say that what the Torah says and the working towards being mechabed parents, appreciating parents, celebrating akaras hatoiv, gratitude to our parents. All the riches we have comes by way. They bring us here. Our parents bring us here and care for us and raise us. So I wanted to say this to my friends. I felt the need to come here after Yizkor and after Shavuos and really just share this thought with my friends, whatever. It should be a zchus for my own tata. If one person makes an extra call to a mama, to a tata, an extra appreciation, an extra thank you, an extra band. What we have comes from our parents. I want to give this over better in yeshiva. I'm committed to try. It's a difficult sugya. Very difficult sugya. And you're fighting in many ways. It's fighting. There's a ruach acheris in the world. It comes, I'm not saying it comes from all bad places and people are figuring out their stories. And Hashem decided that we have human parents, such a chiddush nifla. Hashem gave us human parents. It's like a pella. But that's what Hashem did. We have human parents who are human. And parents each have their own journeys and stories. But the gratitude to parents, keep it out of aim. That's so stark in our people. We come from a Torah perspective, always the gratitude to parents. And there's a different things by Goyim. I see in Goyim in the tremendous attack on families, Goyim not getting married, not having children. I see also a tremendous attack on Kibbut Avim. It's not strong. I don't say one prayer. I'm not trying to rip. I like Goyim. I'm not trying to rip, but I see it's something that we have to be mechazik. We come. We have a different thing. We come from the eyes of Torah. We come from a Torah perspective, and Kibbut Avim. It's interesting. The person working through sugyas often is afraid to go to the old Rav. Because they'll get yelled at. Be mechabed your parents. I'm not coming to say they're not sugyas. I'm not coming. I'm not coming to say we shouldn't learn through the sugyas. I'm coming to say also listen to the old Ravin who says be mechabed your parents. Listen to him also. We come from parents. Appreciate gratitude and appreciation of where we come. Kabbis avicha v'asimecha, to appreciate, to respect. I'm linking the two, gratitude and your isha v'vaitiro. I'm linking them because the chinuch does that. The chinuch on the mitzvah kibbut avim speaks about gratitude. But gratitude to those that brought us here. Gratitude to those that raised us. Gratitude to those that love us the most, and that has to be present in our lives. With other sugyas, fine, but that has to be present in our lives. I wanted to share that. I came out of Yizkor feeling very strong that I wanted to share. I'm going to share it in yeshiva. It's more sensitive on youngsters. It's more sensitive. I'm going to have to figure out a much more delicate way to share it. With Chevra Arej, especially with those of us that are parents already, we understand the difference. As parents, we're aware of the ava a parent has for a child. So it's already different. When we speak to a young kid, it's more sensitive. A sugya, and he's handling sugyas. This is the sugya vidur. So it's much more sensitive. But I felt the need. If I'm asking Michil, there's my friends, I'm allowed to share what's on my mind. So that was the third topic that I wanted to share, that I came tonight to share with the Chevra. If we could sing again, Hashem Islam Ayitin, it's our treasure. I want to say this, that any pshat, and you'll learn Hashem Is, the Torah is our treasure of our people. It's the strength, and say your own pshat, what it means, it's our strength. Is gives us Is, gives us the Torah is our strength. I want to say that we're going through a matzav in Eretz Yisrael, for sure we can be mechazik. Two things I see to be mechazik. The matzav in Eretz Yisrael is very scary. Very scary. There's big fights on serious matters. Two things. I think we could be mechazik kavod haTorah. Any way that we could be mechazik our own kavod haTorah. And then also respecting Yidden more. We want Yidden to hear each other and see each other more and to work stuff out. It's scary. The distance of the machleiksim there is scary. We could be mechabed Yidden more, see Yidden more, appreciate even views different than our own. Even views different. We're allowed to have that's part of the beauty. Hashem Islam Ayitain is as different opinions. The Beis Medrash has different opinions. The beauty of our people. It's that if we could sing that again.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.